Hello and welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. And there you have it, man. Y'all see it. The Lakers came out on top. The NBA, the first games of the official restart of the season, the reboot. But I have to give Charles Barkley his credit where credit is due. He said, and he said it firm, and he didn't bite his tongue or nothing. Anthony Davis will be the deciding factor to get them to win that championship. It will be Anthony Davis, because as you can see, in the game, the Lakers had about a 10-12 point steady lead. Anthony Davis went to the bench. LeBron James put up a fight. So with Anthony Davis off the team, it's kind of about an average little fight. Like he can maintain it. He can't keep the lead up to 10-12 or increase it, but he can maintain it. And most importantly, we can't forget LeBron James stood up on defense tonight. Yesterday, however you want to call it, he stood up on defense. Shut down both of the best players on the Clippers. Put defense on Kawhi Leonard. I ain't never seen LeBron play. Like, that had to be some of the best defense, one of the best defensive games LeBron ever has played in. But as you see, when Anthony Davis comes back, the lead automatically almost goes back up to 10. And then in the end, you know, like, this is what the coach is going to have to do, man. He's going to have to give Deion Waiters, a person who has proven themselves, more playing time. It's just evident. Deion Waiters is the front runner. And if anybody else, they were saying they was looking for somebody who could fill Avery Bradley's shoes. Well, you got that answer tonight, because Deion Waiters is good on defense and he's good on offense. His height kinds of messes him up on a mismatch. On, you know, he got to be closed in on jump shot shooters. But besides that, besides his height little deficit, the Lakers ain't nothing to play with. You see, Dwight Howard really didn't do nothing tonight. LeBron James really didn't give you anything tonight. And how many times is that going to happen in a 7-game series in the playoffs? It's not going to happen much. But how many times are they not going to have answers for Anthony Davis? And if they do got answers for Anthony Davis, all it's going to do is free up the next person. But I don't see him having no answer for Anthony Davis. And what we have witnessed tonight was a great, great battle between the coaches. We cannot leave the coaches out of this. We cannot leave the coaches out of this. Normally, LeBron James teams, Doc Rivers eats them up. Eats them up. So I got, like, I'm happy 100% with the Lakers. Because Frank Vogel, at first, I thought he just watches. But he's watching to see who is and who can't, who is and who ain't. That's what he's doing. He's scoping out the floor. And, you know, like, he had matchups for matchups. He had backup plans. He had other answers. That's what a coach is there for. When a coach don't have that, man, y'all guaranteed to lose. And this is what LeBron James has been missing, is a coach that can actually call. But they definitely messed up. He got to balance out that LeBron James. I mean, maybe it's just with the Clippers. It seems like a good 1-2 punch, but LeBron James was off tonight. So I really can't go all the way there on that one. But besides that, Frank Vogel did a great job. He had answers. He had answers when Doc Rivers had answers, and Doc didn't like that. Not one bit. I can tell you that much. And then we got to take you over to the Utah Jazz game, man. Because Rudy Gobert, even though his sloppiness caused this bubble, you got to get credit where credit is due. Ain't nothing going up. He might be the modern day mailman, because he is throwing your stuff. And then they got Zion Williamson. This is my first time ever getting to see him play. And, you know, Zion, he's a special kind of talent, but I'm going to keep it real on 100. He ain't going to be able to guard side to side too good, because it's like anybody that can go one way and then switch up and go the other way on him, you'll get like a free basket every time, because I see he's not too good moving from side to side or switch up or turn around or anything like that. Now, straight up, straight on, he got you. He got you covered. But if you can switch directions, opposite arms, or anything like that, well, I really see switching directions, because like I said, straight up, I think he got you. think he got you, because, I mean, he got ups. He's quick. My first time seeing him. This is my first time. That's what I love about this NBA bubble, because now they probably set records tonight of most watched games in NBA history. But what this bubble has done, if y'all pay attention, it has got teams closer together in chemistry. This is only the beginning. They warming up. We about to have some old school back in the day basketball, because all the distractions is gone. Like, there ain't too much you can do inside of a bubble to where you could just stay distracted from practicing your craft and you know, tightening it up, sharpening it up. That's on every team. So right now we about to see, like, there's teams that all they was missing was chemistry. That might be one of them teams that need to get up into this lineup. That's what's going to make this interesting, because there is no more distractions. Everybody's zoned in. So it's going to have to take somebody that really don't want it, or that's just, you know, somebody that's like, man, I just come here to play basketball. It's going to take, you're going to see who's who now. You're going to really see who's who, because a person that's really out there, they done got better. A person that really loves the game, they done got better, because they ain't got nothing else to do but practice they moves, plays, everything. And the chemistry builds up because you're hanging with these people. Like, after the practice, after, like, they right here, man, you basically learning them. And when you learn a person, it's almost like you could pre-think for them. And that's something dangerous in sports. But that's going to be all of the teams, if that's what they want. That's why we got a lot of close games now. Pay attention. The NBA is back, and it's better than ever. Although, you know, ain't nobody in the audience. I missed the audience part, but, you know, it really didn't make a difference on TV. I like how they had the new modern-day technology move forward. Like, they got the screens in the crowd, but, you know, it's like you couldn't even hear the people. Like, if you could turn them screens on in the crowd, then, you know, you wouldn't have to play the little fake cheering crowd noise. Because they sure didn't cheer with that fake cheering stuff when they said the home team, the LA Lakers. Now, nigga, that's when you needed to be playing that little fake cheering. Yeah, I got my team messed up. And it was a home game, too. But I just had to get on here, man, and shed a little light on what's right. And that's the NBA. I told y'all it needs to be back. And y'all can go back to my show. I got me a Chuck moment. My show, I said the NBA needs to be back if they make a statement. And I love all the statements that are being made. And like I told y'all before, they gonna reach way more people than me, you, or any nigga else talking about Black Lives Matter and justice for Breonna Taylor. Release the names on the back of them jerseys meant a lot, and that was big. That's going to reach somebody that actually really cares and got money to make a difference. And that's what's going to happen. That's why I'm totally not against Black Lives Matter. I'm not 100% with it. But whatever works for my people, our people, us people, is good with me. It's good with me, man. Like, I see some positive stuff coming out of it, too. So, you know, that's my take on that. I love it. I like it. And if I like it, then I know you definitely love it and like it, because you ain't even as woke as I am. So with that being said, that's going to be the show for today. As me being part of the Lakers Nation, I like to say to everybody out there, put your money where your mouth is, because we taking this championship home. And that's old LeBron. Nah, I just... I put that on LeBron, nigga. That's gonna be the show, man. Hit that like, share, subscribe, man. I'm out.